This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. All this week, we've been talking about opposition movements around the world. And this morning, we'll meet the opposition leader in Russia. Gary Kasparov is running for the Russian presidency in an election next spring, and he also happens to be a world chess champion.
As a professional player, I used to play to win. But the definition of victory in our case is very different.
Got to tell you, though, the odds are in this match, he will not win.
The man he's up against, Vladimir Putin, controls much of the political process, and he's already picked his successor. Putin has strongly hinted he'll continue running things behind the scenes as prime minister. We caught up with Gary Kasparov in Washington at the U.S. Capitol.
Gary Kasparov, you come from a country that has a history of dissent. Do you take something in this new era from the historical moments of dissent in Russia?
Yes. Most important thing we learn from them is their courage and their belief that you should do what you must, and so be it. And we all expected big changes after 1991, collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the communist tyranny. But we suddenly discovered that we had the same or similar challenge as they did in 60s, 70s and early 80s.
You have different problems than they had. How dangerous is it personally for you to be a high-profile opposition figure?
Oh, it's very dangerous today in Russia, but it's less dangerous than 30 years ago. We are not acting under the same circumstances. We don't have access to television, almost no access to radio, very few newspapers, but we have internet, and we have access to the rest of the world. So I think we are in a very privileged situation compared to the fights, dissident fights of the 60s or 70s.
You are up against a formidable challenge. President Vladimir Putin can't run, but it's very clear that he will have a political role. What can he do in a campaign that you can't?
Oh, he's definitely in charge today. He controls mass media. He controls the financial resources of the whole country. But his legitimate status has been expiring. And no matter what he does, I don't think that there is any winning formula for this power transition that will let Putin stay in charge while not being president officially.
But Putin still has huge name recognition and somewhere near 70% popularity throughout the country.
I don't know. We don't know whether he's popular or not because all these opinion polls are conducted in the country where Kremlin has the very tight control of press.
Your coalition agrees on one thing, and that is you are against Vladimir Putin. You agree on little else. How do you keep that group together?
This is not true. So we agree on the values of democracy. We agree that democracy must be restored, and free and fair elections with no censorship of press must be organized in Russia. There's no doubt this coalition will not survive free and fair elections. After being elected, we'll be defending different ideas, but it's absolutely normal. And today you think that our chances to win are slim or slim to none, but I think that the regime will not, I'm confident, this regime will not survive the next political cycle, and it depends on us whether we'll be able to create an alternative to save the country from the collapse or this regime will bring all of us down.
I have to ask a chess master, do you stay in the game whether you win or not?
It's the definition of victory is not very typical for a professional chess player. It's not about me winning. It's about us saving our country. So that's why any modest success, it's already a victory. And I think that if I want our coalition to stay in the game, I must stay in the lead.
Gary Kasparov is the presidential candidate for the Other Russia Coalition and former world chess champion. Thank you.
Thank you.